Hi,
would you like to put Ambassador Volpe on this line? Thank you. He was on. I'm trying to get him back on. Thanks.
Call him this call. That's what I was just going to tell you once you can. And he was nice yesterday, and the other one wasn't. I didn't. He didn't say anything. I didn't see him. I just could tell by the attitude when Ehrlichman just even hopped in the car while Haldeman said that. He called it for you. And I know he wants to thank you, and I think he should. Wait. I'm doing it lovely first.
It was very beautifully said. And I have to tell you, I called him today and told him. I told him today that I wished him well.
John,
I didn't call at all. I didn't even call him at all. I called Bob today and I said, I just want you to know that.
There you are, Mr.
Thank you. Hello? Hello, Mr. Ambassador. How are you?
Rosemary, I have been up all night. I just couldn't go to sleep, and I didn't want to go to sleep because I had something I wanted to hear from my man. And he said it.
Did you hear it over there?
I heard it a little bit, kind of past 3 here in the morning.
Sure, I know. It's after 3.
Came on at 2 o'clock, and I got slightly all of it. It died down, though, 2 or 3 times, but I got most of it. It was just terrific. I just laid it on the line like he has the guts and courage to do.
Yeah, there are very few men with that. That's right.
I've seen him before, too.
Yes. Well, I think he...
Just pass along to him, Rosemary, my fondest regards. I have dinner here this night. General Davidson, who is head of, Army Unit,
yes.
Et cetera.
Yes.
Honored at dinner tonight with two or three Italian generals and the wise. And...
Oh, well, how nice. You know, he'll be so pleased that you thought of staying up so late to wait and listen and particularly pleased that you agreed with what he said and how he said it.
Well, he lays on the line, dear, and no doubt, and there shouldn't be any doubt in American people's minds as to the fact that this man, some hell or high water, is determined that the presidency of the United States is going to remain, it's going to be a place of integrity, and that the institution itself must be preserved.
That's right. That's right, and he had a very tough problem, and he just faced up to it like he does to every tough problem.
I'm just so proud to tell him to be a part of this team, and as a matter of fact, I'm glad I called one of my friends at the Vatican tomorrow morning and asked the Holy Father for a special mass.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll have a note on his desk when he gets there in the morning telling him, and he'll appreciate that very, very much.
Well, tell him that I am prouder than ever of him. If anything John Volpe can do, I have one suggestion for him in this total reorganization that he's got to face up to now at the staff level there. I don't think we probably ought to talk on a telephone about, but I have one suggestion which I'll put into a cable which I'll get off the first thing in the morning.
All right. Why don't you send it and mark for my attention?
I'll mark it for your attention.
Okay. Thank you so very much. And
talk to you, dear.
Oh, it's so nice to talk with you, and I know how much the President and Mrs. Nixon and all of the family will appreciate your calling.
Tell them that our hearts, our prayers, and just everything we got are with them, and if there's anything that John Volpe can do, all he has to do is open his mouth.
All right, I surely will tell him. Thank you so much.
Be well.
Best of luck to you. Good night.